Each week at BNI for Success, we'll talk about referral networking that works. We'll discuss networking tips, strategies, and action steps that are designed to help entrepreneurs and businesses work together to create quality referral business and explore new opportunities.
Our guest today at BNI Decoded is none other than Dave Rittenhouse. And I do want to introduce myself, if you haven't met me, and I have met most of you, at least here, right? And I'm Seitz Bronner. I'm the executive director here at BNI's Greater Los Angeles Regions. And we've had a wonderful time doing this BNI Decoded now. I think we're almost in our third year of it, where we bring in an executive director like Dave once a month, and we take something that you really can't find in the manual. You know, and it's where we talk about in the description of this, that secret handshake. And so our new members really don't know what's going on until they see it happen, or we need to talk to them about it. And our seasoned members might have forgotten a little bit about it. And, you know, so it's that mid-range where maybe it's being discussed or maybe not. So we think this is really a wonderful place to kind of have a verbal kitchen, if you will, where we can talk about a topic. And in this 30-minute to 45-minute format, you can listen to our executive director for 10, 15 minutes, depending on whether or not he makes it interactive. And, you know, we open up the room for conversation. This is all about you being able to go deeper on this topic and getting the most out of it. And so Dave Rittenhouse has been with BNI since 1999, from the state of Pennsylvania. And he joined in 1999 somewhat grudgingly, which is completely true. I asked him if he would be a substitute for a member of our sales team and it was like begging for three meetings, just three meetings, Dave. That's all you have to do, right? Because the man was moving back to Ohio from LA. And during that time, you know, it happens a lot. When somebody tells you this is going to be good for you, you do it, right? And they don't want to do it. And then all of a sudden Dave comes back and he absolutely loved it. He thought these were great people and the rest is just history on that topic. And I have really enjoyed watching him go from member to chapter support director and so on through the years. And as I said, in 1999, that's when he joined, but he became a co-executive director here in our region in 2017. And he is our executive training director in charge of our programs. So he is here to remind you that you are always networking. And something you may or may not know about him is, we must say this, is he paid his way through college. Is this true, Dave, playing backgammon?
It most certainly is.
Well, why don't you tell us everything else we don't know, including what's your sign?
Oh, boy, everything else you don't know. Well, it all started with the Big Bang. So you can see up on the screen this sign. I happened to find this image, and I was like, wow. So if you saw this sign in front of the front yard of someone's house, how would it make you feel? Would you want to be there, or would you shy away from it? So if we look at all of that, other than if you have Thin Mints, if we look at that, what if this was the sign in front of the entrance to your BNI chapter? What do you think would happen? And you can unmute because I'm curious. What do you think would happen if you had this posted?
Well, people would turn around.
Yeah. Thank you, Claudia.
Nobody would show up.
No one would show up.
Except for the Girl Scouts.
except for the Girl Scouts. So what I want to talk about today really is visitor hosts. Then it's always important to remember that everyone and anyone is welcome to visit a BNI chapter. And everyone that walks into a BNI meeting provides some type of value. Even people that may not be able to apply for whatever reason. You know, for example, we'd welcome my mom to visit and experience BNI culture. Even though she has been retired for many years, she could still utilize the members as resources and provide referrals to the members for any of her friends that might need help. And this is the atmosphere we want to project as a chapter and in particular visitor hosts. So from this, I just want to talk a little bit about visitors and guests. With visitors and guests, we sort of just defined what a visitor is using my mom as an example. But to recap it, a visitor is a person that could join your chapter in an open professional category. So what is a guest? Well, if we think about it, people who are already members of BNI, they attend a different chapter than their own, That's a guest. And utilizing the giver's gain mentality, we let them attend the meeting with the understanding that the professional category is taken. And there's a way to handle that. I like to use what's called an overlap script. So another example. Let's say we have a photographer in the chapter and they don't do wedding photography. And there's a photographer that wants to attend your meeting. Do you just put out that sign, that no soliciting sign we saw at the beginning? No, of course not. What we want to do is we want to, as a visitor host, we want to give that person a little bit of guidance, or the person that's inviting that person to come to the chapter, just some guidance. And the visitor host can do that by giving them an overlap script along the lines of, say, and another example, I'm Ansel Adams. Glad to be here. The photography seat's taken, but thanks for having me as a guest. It's pretty simple. There's no deviation. You don't want them slip in a special offer or what sets them apart or sets Ansel apart in this case. And it's up to the visitor hosts to coach them, or possibly better, the person that invited them to attend. You give them this so that they can be prepared, they can participate, and they still get that welcoming feeling, which is really important in all our chapters, either online, hybrid, or in person, the traditional in-person meeting. So we're good on the definitions between the two. Yeah? All right. So I'm going to give you a hard truth with this. In this region, we talk about BNI not being a bus. You don't have to pick everyone up. And it's true. The unspoken second part, though, is if an individual can submit an application, they deserve the opportunity to do so. It is not the visitor host's responsibility to be the true gatekeeper. Who has that wonderful reward? That's the membership committee. Yeah, I saw it. You guys mouthed it. So yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's the membership committee. So visitors are always allowed to submit an application for an open category, and the membership committee has been empowered to make decisions for the good of the chapter. And they use the process, checking references, checking licenses, and other things, and maybe even Facebook, LinkedIn. And plus, you can always speak with your chapter support director for guidance. That's why we're there. We offer guidance. But ultimately, unlike the Metrobus, by declining a fare, in this case, an application, they are not picking everyone up. Metro, you can't do that. You have to take everybody. If they've got the money, you've got to put them in and they get a seat. In the visitor orientation, you want to highlight the BNI classification chosen by the applicant provided by BNI Connect. And you want to review those sections carefully. And on BNI Business Builders, there is a classification list that's available to everyone that they can download, and they can have that for their visitor host orientation. If there are any potential overlaps, they want to try and resolve prior to acceptance. The visitor host is going to help them with the classifications, and then the membership committee gets that completed application, and then they work even further to try and make sure there's not going to be any kind of conflict between the sitting member and this new applicant. If the applicant has a wide range of business activities, ensure that their application states clearly which single category they're applying to represent in the chapter. Again, using the BNI classifications list, that will save the chapter, that individual, and the potential overlap person a lot of heartache, because they won't have to constantly be fighting they will know what lane they get to stay in. And once the applicant's, if it needed to be, the applicant's application, boy, that's a tongue twister, has been revised to reflect the BNI guidelines, in the old days, we used paper applications, so we could do it right on the paper. With the streamlined applications, we need to do it prior to that. That's why the visitor host orientation is so important. You could always try whiteout on your computer screen, but I wouldn't really recommend that at all. What can we do? You want to create an email thread recap that includes your chapter support director to show that the applicant has agreed to the following change. Again, if you're doing it through the streamlined applications and you have a visitor host, show them this information. Membership committee contacts them. They will have a smoother process.
Yes. Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm really curious. On the online application that comes, and it's a PDF, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place that is editable or you can edit or the membership committee can make notes?
If they print it out.
So they can't edit the application at all.
Right. So we've got to be proactive instead of reactive with the online applications. And that's really, and Tracy, that's a very good point. Making sure that they have the proper education, certification, or license is very important and sometimes a step overlooked by the membership committee. And that's very true. And that's caused all of us heartache at times. With the visitor host being more involved in that orientation, hopefully that will help to iron out some of the bigger hurdles. The membership committee still has to do its due diligence. The classification list can also be found in the chapter operations manual, the 2022-2023 version of it, from pages 48 through page 50, and is also very handy for the discussions with the individuals. Very important. If we do proactive things at the beginning, we have less problems.
Since you mentioned proactive things throughout the beginning, what can we do prior to somebody arriving? You know, if they've registered, they've given us enough time, they're not registering at 6:58, right, for the meeting, and we know they're coming. How can we make if BNI is not a bus, right, how can we make this conflict versus complement a better situation for them?
Well, ultimately, you want to make sure that the invitee or the invitor takes a step in there and helps them be acclimated with like the overlap script, if there was one, or talks to them a little bit about, because again, they're inviting the person, that they talk to them first a bit and ask them, what professional category are you? Maybe not that formal, but they might have that in conversation and make sure that they are performing the piece that gives their heart joy.
You know, Tracy had put something into the chat. I'll read it out and then you two can talk. Making sure they have the proper education, certification, or licenses is very important and sometimes a step overlooked by the membership committee. I'm guessing for anybody to put this into the chat, it's not a sometimes, that it happens often enough that we're bringing it up, right? Oh, you're nodding. And as Claudia said, you know, a lot of visitors we get were self-invited. Absolutely true. Particularly when you're in a city as large as Los Angeles, right? Let's tackle Tracy's point. And how is this, you know, this is also part of the hard truth. How would you address this, Dave, in terms of your membership committees?
As with the membership committees, generally stress the importance of due diligence. Yeah. It is so important. And the resources are right there again in that chapter operations manual. And some of them are actually clickable links. Like for a contractor, you can go and you can look at the licensing. You can find out about that. For an attorney, well, first off, they've got to pass the bar exam or they can't have the title attorney. So you could check there. LinkedIn and Facebook can be invaluable resources, because you can see their profile. especially on LinkedIn, which is geared a little bit more to business, and Facebook a little bit more. You can see some of the social aspects. You'll see some of the business aspects. It's utilizing the tools that we have, and we have so much information at our fingertips right now as a membership committees and even as the visitor host, if they want to do a little prior checking too.
It's like someone calling themselves a paralegal, but finding out they've never completed their schooling.
Right. Exactly.
And yet they've joined, and you find out after the fact.
Yeah. So that's where we have to be proactive.
Right.
And especially if you have an attorney in the chapter, you can talk with that attorney about, this is a person we're considering. What other information should we be looking for? Because a new applicant doesn't just affect a contact sphere. It affects the whole chapter. So use the resources that you have in person, either via Zoom or BNI online, excuse me, or your in-person meeting, and get them to give you feedback on this person, because they'll have tools at their disposal that we don't have. And then, of course, you should
also making sure that if that section that has license is filled out or education is completed, and if it's blank, asking the questions. You know, there's some things like Pampered Chef and Mary Kay and things like that you don't have education in that form, but you're in those groups and obviously they train you. But there's other positions that many times we see those applications come through and there's no training listed. And, yeah. Or there's no, like for myself, I have an NMLS number that's required. You know, so I had to put that number in there, but many times you get the applications and it's blank. And that I think is a part that's skipped, and inviting individuals who come and then they submit their application. We're seeing more and more the applications aren't complete. They're just partially done. And
this isn't new to the online thing. I have to tell you, we used to train with the paper applications at every leadership training. We used to give them paper applications that had a highlighter, a pink highlighter, so you didn't turn it out fluorescent, right? That said, these have to be filled out, or if it's not complete, right?
Uh-huh.
I think, Dave, you were around back then, right? Because you've been around since 1999.
That's right. Back when stone tablets were all the rage.
Stop.
But yeah, you can do so many things, but I like to sit down with the membership committees and they go, would you like more work at the beginning or even more work after the fact?
The other frustrating part is, you know, when you have members that bounce from chapter to chapter and you get somebody that's come into your chapter and you find that they weren't vetted at their original chapter properly. And then when you start asking the hard questions and then they decide to leave your chapter to go to another chapter, and you realize that the reason they're leaving is because those hard questions are because they weren't properly vetted to begin with, you know, and those questions are, hey, where's your education? Where's this? Where's that? How can you do what you're doing? And then it's like, you know, should they even be in BNI? But right.
Well, those
are just. So, Dave, in terms of this topic, you know, what's your sign? Are you welcoming or are you telling them no? How do you handle with your chapter when you get somebody who does what Tracy just mentioned, who is a chapter hopper?
Well, that's actually interesting, because the whole idea of chapter transfer or change chapter, at least for our region, you should check with your director consultant, your managing director, whatever chapter you're in. We don't allow that to happen. And we have the conversation, you have to resign from your original chapter. You have to resign. You have to step down. You have to put in an application at the new chapter and understand that the answers that you get back might be, no, we're not going to accept you. So you could be without a home. And each chapter has to communicate with the director, who communicates with the executive director, and we pull their POMS report. We And what we do is we make sure that the chapter that this person is applying to gets that information. And then if needed, we can sit down and have the hard conversation with the membership committee about potentially other things that they might not know.
So that's, I guess, a little different. I don't know how notes are put in the Southern Cal, but in our region, we've been told unless you can state it in the court of law and you're willing to do that, don't put any notes. So most of the time, there's no notes about anything.
The notes are really there when, and they're not like long notes. It's an actual option in BNI Connect when someone leaves a chapter. And did the member resign? And what was the reason? Did the member, was it terminated, right?
Got it.
And then it's like, were they on probation or was it a direct, we've just opened up their category. So the notes are minimal, really.
Yes.
But okay. What we focus on, and I know your region as well does, I have trouble with tense online.
That's okay.
Anyways, is there are statistics, there are POMs, there's the power of one report. There's all sorts of
some cases. I mean, the person could be very active and do the one-to-ones and do the referrals and that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are licensed to do business.
Right.
No, and that's why your interviews and the application are so very important. I know Dave has had a couple run-ins with renewals. So renewals are just as important as anything else. And he has been excellent in coaching chapters, which is why I love that he's taking this topic in, you know, at a renewal portion, are their licenses still active?
Right.
Have you checked?
Right.
So on and so forth.
And that's part of the hard conversation to have with the membership committees. They have to do their due diligence. Because if they
I think I may have gotten you off topic.
So that's okay. They need to do their due diligence. Well, the visitor hosts and the membership committee really do work hand in hand because you've got the visitor host making or having initial contact when the person attends the meeting and they give their impressions of the person and information and say they submitted an application and they can recap it for the membership committee. But the membership committee, the reason you don't just want to hit the button that says transfer membership to another chapter is exactly what you're saying, Tracy. It's they don't have the opportunity to re-interview the person. This person automatically just becomes part of the chapter. Now, you really do have to talk with your chapter director consultant or your area director about procedures. I am really talking about how we handle things here in LA, not Louisiana, but Los Angeles. But so you that new chapter has the opportunity to interview them. They get to ask the hard questions. They get to check the licenses. They get to check the state database of sexual offenders. They do those things and it helps. Is it always perfect? No. But if they go with the mindset that we're making sure that we have the quality professionals that we want in the room, we need to do this step and we help everybody. Okay. So no, but this was a great tangent because it really does show how these two groups tie together. So anyway, that was the hard truth. But what do the visitor hosts do? The visitor hosts really are the door people. They help visitors and guests move around the room. They introduce visitors to members. They educate and not humiliate. It's sort of like the overlap script that I spoke about at the beginning. And we got to this point a little bit earlier, but they work in concert with the membership committee. Visitor hosts are not on an island. They don't get to become the gatekeeper and refuse people to come in. They are there to work with the membership committee. They're there to make sure everybody has the same opportunities as anyone else to be present at the meeting.
I have another question for you in terms of welcoming and somebody's registered in advance. and I kind of touched on this question a little bit earlier. Let's say you have somebody that you've done the research on, you've been to their website, you bought the ticket, you know, you're ready to play the game, all of that. And you see that they're coming in on one category, but their business also does other things. Should the visitor host or the membership committee, or who is really the question, contact them just to be sure they understand that BNI is one person per profession per group? Or should we just let it slide until they get there?
Oh, I wouldn't let it slide. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because I have a story. We had a person.
There's always a story.
Came to a chapter, wanted to apply for a specific professional category. And it's exactly what you're talking about, Cece. They went and they looked at this person's website, and it was all about a different professional or professional background. And this chapter said, no, they communicated with me, we're not going to accept her into the chapter. And I asked them, did anyone have a conversation with this person? And Tracy, you can already guess the answer. The answer was no. And you too, Tom, thank you. They didn't have the conversation. And I said, that's okay. I'll have a conversation with this person, and we'll find them a happy home. And what's interesting in the member success program, we always talk about the one-to-one planner. And I know this is another tangent, but that one-to-one planner is all about finding commonality of language. And we also talk about the ask in the member success program. And what was interesting is finding out this person's background was definitely in real estate, but their business was an alternative power. And quite honestly, it was easy to find her a happy home. And who would you want to recommend to someone? Say it's a real estate agent that you know that has the language to speak with them about how it could integrate into a building or a house or in a parking lot. Somebody that has a commonality of language to communicate. So those conversations have to happen, because that may not be their profession, or it could have been their profession years ago, but that's a skill that they have now, because they can translate what they're doing to provide value to someone that's in a related profession.
So as we are nearing our end here, but we're not exactly there, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of wrap this up and see if we have any more conversations from the group here.
All right. So basically, so what sign are you showing to visitors and guests? Open and welcoming, or get off my lawn? And I want to thank everyone for being here. And also, if you're thinking about implementing any of these ideas, that were ideas that have been discussed, please speak with your chapter director, consultant, or your area director. And if you're doing any of these things already, fantastic. If not, it's okay. But always remember, visitors and guests bring referrals. That's an important thing to think about. They bring referrals to your chapters. And I'll wrap with this final thing, Cece. Well, almost final thing, because I do have a quote. Oh, and by the way, did I say check with your chapter director? Oh, I got the questions here. I have my slides out of order. I apologize. Here's the quote. And I saw this, and it's so true. There is little in life so reassuring as a genuine smile. It really does make a person feel welcome.
You heard that quote from Robin Hobb.
Mm-hmm. And if there's any questions, I'll field them to the best of my ability.
when a visitor register by themselves, go to the website and register to visit, and they have a business that is in conflict with an existing member, and we welcome them and they talk about their business. Is that how it goes?
Well, no, they don't actually talk about their business. One of the things is the leadership team, generally the vice president, the visitor host, they'll get a notification from BNI Connect when a person registers. This is if you're lucky enough, not using the example that Cease used earlier, where they register at 6:58 a.m. and then they're at your door. You have the ability for the visitor host, they can outreach with an email. If the visitors included the phone call, they could make a call. And they can let them know and give them that overlap script, right? Now, what happens with that person at 6:58 a.m. that registers and shows up at your doorstep? Your visitor hosts are the people that are the welcoming smile. They're the first people that the visitor should encounter, right? I'd recommend, well, Cease, you may have to clarify for us. We used to have these cards that looked like they came from soccer. You had a green card, a red card, and a yellow card.
We created those probably 20 years ago when we were in another region, and we brought them out to the LA region. And, you know, we were very close with BNI Corporate. Headquarters was in San Dimas at that time, right? And so I know they started using it. They might have gone away. But there's a green, yellow, and red. And, you know, one of them is, glad you're here. Sorry you're late, right? And then there's a card that talks about if you're a guest, which is not a visitor, right? Or you're here to observe as somebody considering a chapter, here's what you should do. And so there's a couple of these cards, and I don't want to go too in depth in them because I don't know if they're being utilized in other regions, and they're not something that is happening globally. I do know that Claudia's chapter, BNI Team Builders, when they went to the hybrid from the online situation, they were given the cards for the visitor host as well. But more importantly, we have email templates that, just because we don't like typing and typing and typing, right, that are very welcoming from either the visitor host or from the membership committee or the vice president, whoever was determined to be this person, that actually says, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you. Here's a confirmation of the date and time, in addition to what BNI Connect and the automated letters that they get from BNI Engage through registrations. And that is a very welcoming thing to kind of prepare, I think. But it also allows you to type in, I'd love to have a call with you before the meeting to get to know you better or more about you. Are you available this time or that time? And I always give two times for people to select. I never say, oh, why don't you tell me when you're available? Because I don't have time for that back and forth thing. This is when I'm available. If those times don't work, I guarantee they will suggest another time, right? And so then you can kind of pre-interview. It's almost like pre-qualifying the loan for the house you buy, right? You're prepping them, you're getting them involved. They've got somebody very nice, hopefully, who's talking to them. And this is a great way to set the stage and to make them feel. And if you find out that they didn't know it was a weekly meeting and they were just hoping they could bounce in and out, or if you find out that they didn't understand that it was in person and they want to be online, or you find out anything at all, right? You have the opportunity once you've clarified it to say, well, you can come to the meeting, but I think I would like to put you in touch with the regional office, the Grand Poobah, whoever it is in your region. And I'd like to facilitate that introduction so they can help you find something that's a better fit. And don't say what it is, right? Don't even say, or they're going to kick you to the curb, right? You know, it's not going to work for you. Let that happen through the support that you have.
And okay, so just one quick question. So then when you're talking to them and you see, okay, it's a direct conflict with someone, and you tell them, oh, we're happy to have you in our meeting, but we want to maybe get you in touch with the regional office to see.
You can come and observe, but you know, the speaking portion of the meeting, that's really reserved for our members or our potential members. I don't want you to waste your time. I want you to make good use of your mornings, right? You know, 7 a.m. is 7 a.m. Let me put you in touch with someone who can help you, rather than have you just come observe. Now, if you're somebody who's thinking of starting your own chapter and you want to see one, please come and observe for that. Tracy, you asked if those email templates are something you're able to share. Sure. Do I have them in a shareable thing? They're just sort of the things that I use over and over again. And the reason I know Claudia's chapter so well and what the issues and concerns is I've been helping to support them, or at least I was. I'm not doing it so much anymore in this aspect with the visitors and everything coming on. They were for a short period of time without visitor house, and it got a little bit overwhelming. So I'm kind of out of that loop now. Why don't you send me your email address into the room or private, take your pick, and I will start sending you things as I come up to it. You're just going to get way too much email from me. Here's what I used today.
Right. And see, so I have to go back to that person that registered at 6:58 and showed up on the doorstep. With your visitor host team and those cards or having the overlap script prepared, it's nice to let that person know we want you to get the most out of the meeting. And this is one way to do it. So you'll still have the opportunity to state your profession, but now you're enhancing your credibility by recognizing that the category is already filled in the chapter and you're here to observe. And especially if it's a BNI member, when you think about it, when BNI members just pop into another chapter and try and do a one-off and then run away hoping they're going to get business, no, what happens? The credibility in that particular chapter tanks. But what they should think about is if there's a person they really, and this is something I've had a discussion with BNI members that have done this, look at the member list. It's so much easier now. Find that individual that you want to build rapport with, build the relationship with, and ask them to do a one-to-one. Or actually, you should schedule it. Don't just ask them to do a one-to-one right after the meeting. Schedule it. And then start the foundation of building the relationship. You can't build a relationship off of a weekly presentation, especially if you step on another member's toes. It just kills your credibility. So having that type of conversation with a member that comes to a chapter, or a visitor, they wouldn't do the one-to-ones because it wouldn't be classified. Potentially they could do a business meeting, but if utilizing, again, I'm going to go back to those cards. With the visitors, I like to walk them through the card because we want you to have the best experience you can have and keep your credibility intact. So it's just a nice, it's a warm conversation to have, whether it's a visitor or a guest.
We do end this meeting theoretically at 30 minutes. It does tend to go over because we have such great conversations like today, but we do have a hard stop at 45 minutes to honor your time. We will be ending in just 2 or 3 minutes. So if you have something that is just, you're dying to get out and speak about, now is the time. And I know, Tom, you've been pretty quiet.
Well, I've just had a couple of different experiences as I stretched my wings and was looking to look at other chapters, because I've subbed at most of the ones in our area, you know, Temecula, Murrieta Valley area. But one of the chapters that I was just going to go check it out when I was president of my chapter, because we were looking for an event space and I wanted to check out their event space and how it fit the meeting flow. I was uninvited by an overzealous visitor host who sent me an email saying, we just got a brand new member that's in your category, so you cannot attend. So I right away told Susan Goodsell that so they could re-educate that visitor host person, because that was not the reason I was going to their chapter. I was like, wow. So yeah, I totally agree. The visitor host needs to be accommodating. The president currently of our chapter, she's a realtor in our chapter, and she would probably not have a problem with another realtor checking us out if they were looking into BNI, because she's very welcoming of everybody, even if there are categories already covered in our chapter. So it's a good idea. You never know what else that person can bring to the table or who they might connect you with. I've made friends with all the web designers in the area, and now we trade referrals.
Absolutely. That coming from the industry that we were in, you know, I know that projects have timelines. You can't take them all on, right?
Exactly. And sometimes I'm not a good fit or you're not a good fit. So it's good to have an alternative. So you're still the hero that their project gets done with or through.
Right. Absolutely. We had a web developer, Richard Parr, who's no longer in the region. And some years ago, he said he didn't want any client where the site was under $5,000. And that had to do...
Pardon me? Sign me up. Right? I'll take all of his clients under $5,000.
And that's exactly what happened. He was a great referral source for the rest of the region. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that just had to do with the type of sites he was designing, not his pricing. Just like I said, we're in the web business, but we're online community builders. That's a whole different ball game. And technologies, right, than the average website. So that's pretty good. And Tracy, I did see your note and I do get that. It is 12:15. I want to thank you all for being here. Next month's guest on July 8th. So after you've recovered from that 4th of July week, right?
And hugging our pets.
Okay. Will be Dawn Bergowski with BNI Global. And I have known Dawn for some time. She is also from BNI Colorado, if memory serves me. Did a great job there and is well loved.
Her July 8th or the 6th?
July 6th. I'm sorry. I even have it here to post to you all, right? But not in that document. Anyways, her topic will be from network to net worth.
Thanks for joining us this week on BNI Podcast for Success. Make sure to visit our website, BNI for Success, or BNIPodcastForSuccess.com, where you can subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, so you'll never miss a show. Our networking success ask this week is that you tell a friend about BNI for Success.